You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to the Wig Hackers Podcast with me, Daniel Coy, where I will take you behind the scenes of the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Welcome back, everyone. It's your host, Daniel Coy, as you already know. Today, we are going to be talking about marketing strategy that seems to be doing quite well. And I want it to, I want you to learn. I want you to think creatively. I know a lot of people that are listening are creative individuals. And I really want those who have businesses to think about just social media and media in general a little bit differently, maybe. And it's hopefully most of you have been around. If you're new, welcome. First off, hi, I'm Daniel. I do hair and wigs, like y'all, that's my gig. But it's so much more than that now. I want to inspire you to do the things that are going to bring you the most joy. And with that's going to bring you the most engaging content. That's going to bring you the most revenue, right? That is what it is about at the end of the day, right? We need to pay our bills. I know some people on that are listening have, like, you know, wigs, and making wigs is like a side hustle for you. And I want to let you know that this too shall pass. You'll be able to do what your dreams are if you have goals already. Some of you don't have some goals, and we definitely want that to happen. So make sure you have some goals. You know, I think it's time for season 14. Does that make you gag a little? It makes me gag a little. 14 seasons, because I'm on a new, the Broadway Podcast Network, I had to like go through and like organize everything. Because, you know, my podcasts are more about me just letting you know the things. And it has, I mean, 14 seasons, everyone. So anyway, but back to the topic at hand. Content marketing. And it's... You've heard of Facebook marketing. You've heard of, you know, social media marketing and all of this, like all the marketing in the world. And I know a lot of people are not in a position to like buy ads and stuff like that. I've had some good success with ads, like paid advertising on Facebook. Let me be even more clear, because y'all know I did advertising with a television show and that went over not well. There's another podcast for that one. So this content, it's free. First off, like, who doesn't want free? Free is for me. And it's evergreen. All right. So those of you who do not know, evergreen means it, someone can watch it 10 years from now and it's the same. The world that we're in, as far as like wigs, guys, we can only make a wig so many ways, right? There's like a basic four or five, right, out there, you know? So it doesn't, and people, there's still room for people. So it doesn't make you want to do something or not want to do something. Your content, that's what's gonna get people. Like, let's look at, right here, if you're listening to this now, something about me, quirky old me, got you to listen to this far, or has got you like over here. You know, I don't really promote my podcast a lot. I know it's very bad. Shh, don't tell anyone. But that's like a thing, guys. Like, you can create content that is educating, entertaining, value, or inspiring. Do I pick out what is going to be entertaining or educationing? Educationing. No, I don't. I'm trying. You know, there are trends out there that you can watch and you can kind of jump on those bandwagons. If it's not on TikTok and you can kind of, you know, do that, like, use it across all platforms, which is great too. You know, I've been learning how to become more techie. That's been quite interesting. Quite interesting. And it's good. I know. I can't even sell it. I dislike it so much. Hire someone. Like, if you don't know how to build a website, hire someone. If you don't know how to ventilate, hire someone. Or learn. I do want you to learn. I want you to build your arsenal of all the information. And do the research. Because right now, too many people have too many things. You know, you don't know before you know. So you have to go out there. You need to know before you can grow. And I, like I said, congratulations on being here in the Wig Hackers podcast, because there is a lot of information that I have been trying to get out to the world. Oh, the world. From my little studio here. I'm like, it's crazy. But it's true. You can hit your target markets. You can hit the people who you want. And are you ready? I've been doing a lot of listening to other podcasts and other YouTubes and all the things, trying to get as much information as I can. Yes, it is 1:13 on a Saturday and all the airplanes will be going by right now. I'm waiting for them to start jumping upstairs. Anyway, so keep in mind that the content that you're creating is supposed to do one of the things, right? So then, you know how social media says, or Instagram, it has like, this is doing better than your top 50%, you know, boost the ad, that all that nonsense. Well, it's doing one of two things. It's showing you actually what's being converted. So analytics, right? Numbers, power in numbers. So that's helpful to see, oh, what are people doing? So look at your analytics, you know, do a business account, do a creator account, just so you can get those analytics. If you're a brand, you need to do it. I've been on Clubhouse a lot, as you know, as well. Another huge free resource of me just talking me. And that's what it's about. It is about being you authentically. And I think that's where this podcast really does come from, because it's me. It's me. That's my singing. That's it. I'm sorry. I'll move on. So you got to make content that is a shareable, that is usable, and relevant. These are all things that we need to know. And whatever niche you're in, some people on here just like to listen to me because my voice sounds so nice. Well, good luck. You should really try to create content that your audience wants to see, right? Once again, we're going back to our target market. What do they want to see? How do they want to see it? And how are they observing your content? So that's where you go into your analytics and you start kind of looking for things. You start looking for them. You start picking them apart. You start really talking to that person. And that's where your, you know, evergreen content will resonate and will get shared. It will show off. They will show it to their friends, right? And it's going back to like the beginning of marketing. Ugh. I never thought I'd ever be talking about marketing in my life. Like, ever. So, make sure you educate something. Make sure you find your voice. I know. Oh, why am I so cliche today? These are all the things people have told me. Again, and again, when I tell you I'm stubborn. Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm very stubborn. So, there's going to be a point in time where it's going to be, oh, yeah, I need to do it. This is it. Hello. If you needed a wake-up call, hi, you made it, you know. almost 10 minutes into my podcast. Here is your wake-up call. All right? So if I could kick you, I'd probably kick you. So keep that in mind. That's the content marketing. So you're just posting content for free. Your YouTubes are for free, you know, and people are resonating. Don't forget, no one has reinvented a wheel in a long time, right? A wheel has been around very long. Yet, there are how many tires on the market? I know, why would I use tires as an example on a hair? There are, you know, different colors on the market, right? Different color lines, and they all color. So, you gotta know. So, dive down into your marketing, into your goals, into your objectives as a brand. You know, what it is, who it is, why it is, and try to like make some distinct decisions for your business. Who you're talking to, why are you talking to them, how are you going to help them? How are you going to help them? Because at the end of the day, it's all about help. You know, and then you can't be boring. It's taken me a minute. If some of you saw my older stuff, I'm a little dry. So I'm trying to really indulge. Is that it? Is that the word? Indulge, become a part of, let loose me with this pandemic that we are in. There's no one else going to do it. I mean, no one's ever done it anyway. I mean, people think they have, people talk like they have. There's only one person that I would say, oh, they could say that they showed me some things. Well, he's retired now. So everything's been a notebook, a pen, right? I'm old. I'm trying to use my iPad more and write notes on it to save a tree. But I love me a blank piece of paper. So design it out. Sketch it out a little bit. Even your TikToks. I know. It's free. It's time. It is your time. And that goes down to time management. So breaking down your day. Scheduling time for it. Make sure you schedule time. If you... Yes, we have a business to run, but we could do a lot of business stuff, but no one's going to know about it. And if they don't know about it, how are they going to buy it? And truthfully, this was a slap in the face to me. So no one cares about me. No one cares. You know, I think they care once they get to know me. I think they care once they know I care about them and I want them to do good in business and I want them to grow and I want them to be this larger than life person because I know they have it in them, you know, but that's through relationship building. That's through me nagging and, you know, going in and like shaking them. Even myself, you know, so don't like let it go. Why am I singing so much in this one today? Just keep that in mind when you're doing it. It's free. I mean, you can try it for a month. You know, I think I've had a podcast on that one where you batch your content. You can do it a month in advance. You can work really hard for 4 days, you know, with the podcast and whatever social medias you do, right? You make your list and you can use them across brands. Across platforms, right? Your TikTok can then be a reel, and that reel can then be a little post. You know, your podcast, however long it is, you can make that into, you know, a blog post. You can take that and have it, you know, deciphered into a podcast. Podcast? Mm-hmm. You know me. You can turn it into a blog post. And then that's going to be more searchable on Google. So it's all these things you can do on the content marketing side where it's just content. It's all about your brand, how you do it, what makes you unique, showing off a little. And when I say showing off, I don't mean like the here's my Lambo. You know, or, you know, ooh, I have all this hair, which, no, I would show that off, to be honest. I mean, I love hair. So it just try to connect, right? You want to connect with people. You want to connect with your audience. You want to connect with other people. Now is the time to do that through all of the social medias and good old Clubhouse. I still love it a lot. There's something about having someone's voice, just like podcasts, right? I wish I could talk to you. Like, I am talking to you. Like, I can't even fathom how many people listen to this. So that's why I have to talk to one person. You know, if you've been in any of my wine and wigs or any of my Zoom calls, it's definitely a thing. So I do want to give you a call of action. Is I want you to get more information on your target market. I want you to join my Wig Hackers, the community that has all my old wine and wigs in there. It has content every day. They have Ask Me Anything, AMAs, Ask Me Anything, where I'm doing videos of your questions so you can see them. So make sure you sign up for this community. It is going to change the way you work with yourself and with other business people, you know, so you're going to be in a place with like-minded people in the wig industry doing some amazing things. So I hope you get inspired and you can bring your skills to your next level, and you'll have, you know, you'll have me there, rah-rah shishkoom bombing you. You know how that goes. So make sure you go to decoy.com and sign up today. Thanks for tuning in for another exciting episode of Wig Hackers. I love talking all things hair and wigs. So if you have a question, come follow me on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official. I love helping and inspiring other hair artists, so don't be afraid to reach out. And remember, do your hair, because if you're looking good, you're feeling better.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.